Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to the show. I'm your guest host, Eric Palaby, filling in for Joe Messina. Yes, I do not sound like Joe Messina for a lot of reasons. Joe Messina is out tonight, so I am filling in for him. Hey, listen, thank you for being part of the show, being part of the conversation. I want to inform you on a couple of things that I think just might change your life. Yes, I know it's a very big assumption. But I think it might. As we continue with the show, you're going to hear a few things. These are going to change probably what you've always heard. Oh, well, it was called normal before. Remember? Normal. What was normal? Well, normal before was Trayvon Martin was beat up by George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman was a bully going after small young child, a little innocent young man, if I might. Listen, I'm not saying anybody should be killed. Forget it. Let's change that subject right off your mind because it's not one way or the other. I spent more than a decade on the Los Angeles Police Department. I'm a retired Los Angeles policeman after a big car accident, big injury, multiple surgeries, back and knee. So I can tell you, listen, I've been through heck and back. I can tell you what it's like to be a police officer through the riots, through the earthquakes in Los Angeles. And I can tell you what it's like to actually see victims of the type of random crime, because if you can think back to the late 80s, early 90s, crime was running crazy, and it was for lots of reasons, specifically because the left had controlled our schools and started pushing out this you're not responsible for your behavior story. It's somebody else's fault story. And as you start thinking about the George Zimmerman and the Trayvon Martin and how it really kind of brought a lot of this to the surface, I think you have to ask yourself, who's the real victim in the story, and who's the real perpetrator in the story? Because both sides used both of those gentlemen, or men, that's more encompassing, both of those men, yes, by the way, Trayvon Martin was not a child. I know, you said, Arif, didn't you just misspeak and say he was a man? Well, let's be clear on a couple of things. George Zimmerman, 5'7", about 170 pounds. Trayvon Martin, 5'11". Yeah, 5'11", 4 inches taller, and 158 pounds. That means a lot of muscle, because he was not a chubby kid at all, tall, lean. The problem is, you see, the media kept putting forth his 12-year-old pictures. I mean, did you know that? Now, you might be thinking, yeah, Arif, we've heard this before. Yeah, Arif, we know about this story. Yes, maybe you did. Remember, I was going to tell you this might change your life. And not this part. You see, the media. Yep. The media is the villain in the story. They're the ones that are out to get you. They're the ones that are trying to change your mind. We're going to continue here in a minute with what's going on with Twitter. Yeah, hey, did you know that that's a part of the same conversation? In fact, it's the same conversation with the BLM scam. We're going to get into how the BLM, yeah, that's right, Black Lives Matter, how that's a scam. It's a fraud, besides a socialist front. It's a fundraising scam. Yes, I know. Kanye West having that conversation, you want to talk about it with me, guys, give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. You can also go to joemessina.com. Joe Messina, that's our website. Joe Messina, that's two S's, just like the city in Italy. JoeMessina.com. All right, 855-REAL-JOE. Why does it matter? Because I want you to get involved in the conversation. Most of you don't understand that the difference you can make by getting off the couch, by getting out of the chair, and getting out to the school board meetings. You see, the movement that started during the reaction to COVID, COVID didn't do anything, by the way, it's the reaction to COVID. It's called the lockdowns. The reaction to COVID, the lockdowns, the media didn't portray that the way that most people wanted. And the facts are, the parents are the victims. Right? Remember the parents would show up at the school board meetings. Hey, I got a question. Wait a second. I was standing behind my 12-year-old and watching her on Zoom, and you're telling me the teacher was talking about these kinds of things? Or I was standing behind my 17-year-old and watching a video, and I couldn't hear it very well because they had her earbuds in, but this is what was going on? Or your 6-year-old, remember that? You see, what it takes a bit to shake you, out, me, all of us, out of our ideas that the world is, listen, everybody just wants to get along. You see, the problem is conservative values, people that are just, you know, regular people, they have a job. They work. They care about their family. They're busy. They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. They don't want to jump in front of a truck or traffic on the highway. They don't want to stop the evening commute. They just don't want to do any of those things because they're busy. They have a life. They're caring for their family. But you realize that's the game the crazies are playing. The far left crazies, they are playing the let's get in your face. We're going to call you a name. The attorney general is, and President Biden, what are they going to do? Merrick Garland, thank goodness that man didn't end up on the Supreme Court. I mean, did we dodge a bullet or what? President Trump, his intuition, his gut feeling, whatever you want to call it, pegged that one right from a mile away. Because you see what he's doing to parents? All of a sudden a parent? What? You guys have to ask yourself, why is it that a parent is the domestic terrorist? Well, you're going to have to fight it when we come back. 855-REAL-JOE, stay with me. We're going to be back in just a minute. Don't go far. Coming back after the show. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show. Right back after the break. I'm Arif Halaby. Put on in for Joe Messina. Stay tuned.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going
to go. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your guest host, Eric Hallaby. I'm not Joe Messina. I know. Glad you could join us. Listen, thanks for being part of the show. I'm filling in for Joe tonight. He had a prior commitment, but I'm here for you to give you the wisdom, hopefully a little bit of wisdom, that Joe would be imparting to you had he been here tonight. So give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. It's now your chance to get in on the conversation. Let's have a conversation about the media's impact. Listen, I don't want to focus too much on the Trayvon Martin or the George Floyd, but we're going to get into that a little bit because it was the beginning of BLM. It was the beginning of that Black Lives Matter movement. Now, Kanye West comes out in the last few days with the White Lives Matter shirt. Now, he's with, through this process of walking down the hallway with the White Lives Matter shirt, Candace Owens. Now, we love Candace Owens. We think she's an amazing person, has incredible insight, actually. But you see, when you think about this for just a second, and you actually think about, why is it so controversial to say White Lives Matter? I mean, I guess you could say Black Lives Matter all day long. You could certainly say BLM. You could use abbreviations. You can say, don't say that too loud. You can say things like, well, let's open up the conversation about talking about black injustice. Okay, yeah. There's been Irish injustice and Puerto Rican injustice and Cuban injustice. How about anybody who wasn't here before the last guy injustice? I mean, do you understand this? Is, you know, the process here is to talk about, well, they didn't come here on their own volition. You're right, but neither did I. Nobody asked my permission. I was born here, right? You could go, oh, well, a great-great-grandfather. Well, I didn't have anything to do with my great-great-grandfather deciding to come here, or my dad deciding to come from Lebanon to the United States. I didn't have any decision to be made. So I understand that, they're systemic. They talk about that. I don't buy that. Every time I hear that conversation and every time I refute or rebut the quote facts, and I come up with real life examples of, oh, yeah, but what about then it gets to feelings. And then the R word comes out, racist. But, you know, that's really becoming not valuable anymore. So they got to switch to this white supremacist. That's the next thing. So we'll use that probably through this election, maybe into the middle of next year. I just don't know what else is next. Maybe they tried fascists for a while. That really didn't click. And I think because most of the college grad journalism majors, communications, such, they probably can't spell it. And so when you can't spell fascist, you switch to white supremacist. You kind of change the topic. You say, can you guys get a more derogatory term that is easy to spell? Right? I'm getting some problems when I tweet that word. And so when you think about this, the media has really kind of driven down this conversation about stoking the story without the truth. We know that. But have you thought about this for a second? When you're telling me that Trayvon Martin was a youngster, right? Even stories today, even when they go back and they recap, or Wikipedia does a story, or anybody else does a story. There's one February 10th, 2022, just, 8 months ago. Bevan Hurley, probably saying that wrong. Bevan Hurley. And describes Trayvon as a youngster. Oh, as a youngster. Yeah, I mean, do you understand that Trayvon Martin was 4 inches taller and much stronger than George Zimmerman? And if you've ever been in a fight, it just takes one slip. You can get sucker punched. You can get the best fighters of all time could still get hit and get knocked out. I mean, right? So the story was probably he shouldn't have confronted him the way he did. I get it. But here's a stranger in a neighborhood. My point is both sides weren't brought up. It wasn't saying, well, he shouldn't have done this, but I can understand it because of this. And what about this, but I can understand that, right? Listen, George was much shorter. Okay, let's get it. Oh, the grass was slippery. George slipped, fell, hit his head, thought he was going unconscious, right? Instead of going through that whole story, it was immediately the media picks up the racist line. And that's the same conversation they had with George Floyd. So I want to give you a little bit of, I don't know, maybe it's an autopsy report of George Floyd. Right, those officers should not have had him on the ground for as long as they did. They shouldn't have. They should have had him up after he was handcuffed. I'm telling you, as a 10-year policeman plus, right, almost 11 years on the job, I get it. Sometimes with the crowd, you have to do things. But our job was to always get him handcuffed, get him under control, put him in the car, and get him out of the crowd. And the reason for that was simple. It's to de-escalate the situation, to remove the incident of tension, the reason that there was a conversation about let's attack the police or yelling, or let's just get it out of there. Let's go. Now, if you're trying to collect evidence, if you needed a crime scene, you ask for a backup, you establish a perimeter. There are things that you would do, but just to sit there for minutes on end with him on the street, that was wrong. But did it kill him? Well, let's think about this. In George Floyd's blood was 11 milligrams of fentanyl. Now, do you realize back then nobody knew what that was? There wasn't any conversation. Nobody was talking about it. They didn't realize that it was as substantial as it is today. And based on your body size and your tolerance, etc., anywhere from 2 to as much as 4 milligrams, that's fatal. And he had 11. Come on. He wouldn't have been alive in 15 minutes, maybe 2 hours anyway. Which is a sad thing. It was a person's child, right? It was somebody's brother, somebody's maybe father, uncle. That's why you're responsible of what you put into your own body, you guys, because it doesn't just affect you. You see, so George Floyd had methamphetamine in his body, in his blood. His autopsy and toxicology report shows marijuana. Now, all of you that thinks marijuana, oh, it's just it's no big deal. It's legal in X amount of states, and you can drive, government is taxing it. It's now a thing, and they make rope out of it now. So, gosh, what's the problem? Well, let's be clear on a couple of things. For many of you, like me in my 50s, maybe you're in your 60s, remember the days of marijuana? When it was 15, 20, 25% max THC, which is that psychedelic component. And yet today, the amount of THC, the active ingredient, the thing that's really getting you high. Do you realize that's in the 80s and 90% plus? In other words, the amount of THC that can drive you to do silly things and worse, kill you. Well, surprise. That was also in George Floyd's body. Why didn't we hear that story? Why didn't it balance it out? I think the media likes to create a problem. Imagine that. All right, stay with me. We'll be right back. Don't go far. Coming up after the break, that's me. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show. 855-REAL-JOE. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey raise your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials say vaccines prevented at least 330,000 COVID deaths in U.S. seniors last year. A Health and Human Services report says a decrease in hospitalizations saved more than $16 billion in medical costs. It shows hospitalizations and deaths went down 12 and 15%, respectively, as vaccines went up 10%. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is continuing to send supplies to areas hit hard by Hurricane Ian. DeSantis says hundreds of miles of roadways have been cleared in areas of southwest Florida to help the recovery process speed up.
We've had fuel in southwest Florida. It's been phenomenal. People were able to get their fuel.
DeSantis again thanking all the volunteers for their help. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Welcome back to the Joe C. Show. I'm your guest host, Eric Halaby. Glad you could join us and be a part of the conversation. More importantly, make a difference. That's really what the goal is, right? Have you heard some of the, of course, if you're paying attention, some of the parents being declared domestic terrorists? You know that is when they are desperate. You know it's the last straw that you're going to hear, because the conversation about just discussing ideas and different thoughts, you're starting to offend me. Right, from now on, I want you to say this. Repeat after me. Even if you're driving, you're going to look a little silly. People think you're singing along. Just keep your windows up so they can't hear any music. They'll just hear you. Repeat after me. The next time somebody says they are offended, I will say that's a you problem, not a me problem. Follow me? The next time somebody says they are offended, I'm going to tell them that's a you problem, not a me problem. Because if you don't have courage, if you don't start standing up, you see, the media is going to continue to filter out the whole story. There was a serious story there for Trayvon Martin. There's a serious story there for George Floyd, but it wasn't the full story. Because that led to the creation of one of the biggest scams of, at least in the 2020s, it's called Black Lives Matter. Now, listen, BLM has been around for a very long time. But when somebody starts to say, well, white lives matter, or Asian lives matter, or all lives matter, oh my gosh, you're a racist. And when are you going to stand up and say, no, I'm not. I'm part whatever. Right? Listen, unless you just got here and you just got your citizenship, I think you should get a two-year window to be a Mexican American, or like my dad, a Lebanese American. You get 2 years to be that. After that, after you've put your feet down, you're a citizen, you're established. Okay, now you're an American of Lebanese descent. Now you're an American of Egyptian descent or Filipino descent. You're an American of Chinese descent. And you follow me? Ronald Reagan had it. He said it. He kind of put the kibosh on this individuality. Because the media has led to this BLM movement where all of a sudden there's millions and millions of dollars, something like $90 million alone in 2020. Can you imagine? I mean, if you thought about this, BLM GNF. Right? There's these two different organizations, but in my mind, they're all the same. They're just a bunch of folks all trying to steal from the same American people. Black Lives Matter, let me get you the whole acronym, Global Network Foundation. There's a dozen different BLM chapters and groups that can each raise their own money, all 501c3s, if they have a better marketing pitch, if they can get a better niche, if they can threaten you, if they can do the Jesse Jackson threatening Al Sharpton on Toyota or Nike, if they can blackmail you, if they can do the whatever they need to do to the NBA. China has figured it out. China just sits back and goes, are you kidding me? This crazy black fascist movement has figured out how to put the American people quiet. So China comes along and they start doing the same thing. Hey, did you want to? Hey, you want your movie in China? Well, you better not do this. We're going to censor you. Oh, did you want Twitter or Google or Nike or Apple? Did you want that in China? We have 1 billion people. Oh, you better be quiet. You see, there's no courage in the NBA. Zero. Now, let me back up. There's a couple men. We'll isolate them and talk about them a different day. But the organization, zero courage. There is zero courage at most hospital networks. There is zero courage, certainly in the state of California, in government employees, even Democrats, even liberals. Right? The progressives have shut down the liberals. For some reason, you liberals keep on voting for Democrats. Maybe you ought to go back and look and do one of those little tests that says, who am I more like? And you fill out a questionnaire, and you go, step one, you know, I like this or I like that. And at the end of the questionnaire, I like freedom. I think people should be able to defend themselves. I think the government should only get involved as a last resort. Oh, imagine that. You fall in the conservative side of things. And before you show anybody, you delete that off your phone because you don't want to be called a racist. You see, the media is allowing people to be shut down. The story, right? You heard me talk about George Floyd. You heard me talk about the scam. Why do you think they're so afraid of Elon Musk? I mean, have you asked yourself that? Why are they so afraid of Elon Musk? I think it's very simple. Because Elon Musk is going to rip the Band-Aid off of this media... I want to say discrimination against anybody that they can't control, but really the censorship. I mean, it's an overworked word, but we can use it. Because the censorship that's taking place in the schools, I'll give you a good example. Why isn't this being reported worldwide, certainly in the United States? Ready for this? In Utah, red state, Utah. In St. George, Utah, southern, as red as can be, Utah. Why is it that we have to have a conversation about a teacher not allowing a child to wear an American flag on their hat or their backpack or their book bag of any sort? What is that all about? What are they afraid of? Why is it there's a conversation in the elementary and the junior high or middle school, in red state, Utah, to have fur babies or furries? You understand that? It's not a toy. And it's almost a joke. But please, people don't figure this out. The furries are the people that think they're cats. So there's a conversation going on right now. I know you're not going to believe it. I didn't until I heard it. And it's to put litter boxes in the bathrooms. Did you understand me? Litter boxes. So the little girls and the little boys can go to the bathroom inside the litter box because they identify as a cat. Do you remember when people said this? Oh, when they said, oh, you know, we don't support gay marriage, marriage is between a man and a woman, and everybody was arguing, and one side was saying, next you're going to tell me that a man could marry his mom, and next you're going to say that a dog could marry, a man could marry his dog, or a lady could marry her cat, and on. People said, oh, you are kidding me. Oh, now you're ridiculous. You're taking this to the extreme. Remember that? And when all of those things started happening, everybody was arguing and pushing this idea and this conversation. Except, surprise, we're kind of there. when they said, oh, we're going to allow people to identify as a male, even though they're a female, a girl and a boy, and even when they're a kid, we're going to have that conversation that they should change their gender. And people said, no, next you're going to tell me that they're going to do gender reassignment surgery and chopping off their anatomy when they're teenagers or middle schoolers. Yep, they're doing it. There's hospitals across the country. Yes, many, not just one. There's one that's been caught. It's in the news lately. Where they actually, I mean, think about this for a second. I chuckle because it is absolutely insane. And where in the heck are you protesting? Why aren't you shutting down roads? Why aren't you going to these medical directors of these hospitals, their front door, of their home? Why aren't you protesting out in front of the schools? Why aren't you out in front telling these people, there's no such thing as a furry? Right? Whatever they go by in your local town. If these kids, you know, because one of the, a friend of ours, their daughter was worried about this and said, Mom, why is this kid looking like a cat? She said, oh, I don't know. It's just maybe a costume. It's getting close to Halloween. She wants to dress up. Well, she sits in the corner and acts like a cat, like meows and puts her hands up. No joke, guys. I know you're thinking this is a joke. It's kind of funny, but it's sad. It's a mental illness. And instead of saying, why are we playing along? Right? I don't want to play along with your mental illness. I get it. You want to be Superman. You think you're President Reagan. When I was a policeman, even before that, when I was in college, I worked in a security and in the emergency room. And we worked in the mental illness ward, first time I'd ever been around that. Here I am, 19, 20, 20 years old, 21, as I finished up college, going into the police department. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, I didn't realize there was this much mental illness in the world because I was just not around it. And people would come to the emergency room. We'd have to deal with them. I was an EMT there for a bit. Well, they had their own delusions, but we were not participating in it. We didn't call them Ballerina or President Reagan. We need you guys to stand up. Stay with me as we continue after the break. This is the Joe Messina Show. JoeMessina.com. Give us a call. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina. We'll be right back.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Hey, welcome back to the Joe Mussina Show. I'm your guest host, Eric Hallaby. Filling in for Joe Mussina. I'm glad you could join us and be a part of the conversation, part of the show. I need you to get involved. I need you to get down on Twitter, and I want you to get on Facebook. You need to get involved and follow us on Facebook. Here's why. There are things that you can do along the way. Some of it is going to be from you. We'll pair across or match, if you will, some of our listeners that want to get involved, other ideas and concepts. There's some organizations you can be a part of. But don't be afraid to start your own. Don't be afraid to get out and make a difference. The media has lied to us about the Trayvon Martin, the George Floyd. I mean, we can go on and on. I'm going to tell you this last part here that I think is going to blow your mind. They lie all the time. I'm going to share something with you. It was probably 1990. I'm a Los Angeles police officer. I'm working a case. It's a big deal. I was the main investigating officer, if you will, the main officer involved at the scene. I go to our local NBC News affiliate, Phil Schumann. Some of you know him. I don't know where he's working now. I remember the reporter, just because I happen to have been a fan of his. You know, we would watch that channel at home. So I'm watching the NBC News affiliate. Everything's great. I am there giving the information,
to the reporter and to his producer. They're right there. It's, I don't know, late at night, maybe 9, 10 o'clock at night. So I'm giving the information to the reporter. It's my story in the sense, it's my case. So I know everything about the details, at least as of that moment. The investigating officers later might come back and maybe change some things based on more information that they find. But what we know at that moment, I knew. So I give them the information. Well, I go home that night, catch the rerun of the local 11 o'clock news. It's probably 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm unwinding. It's hard. It's hard when you come off of a shift like that and working all night. And I flip on the television and I watch the news. I'm like, oh, wait a second. That's my story. I see the background. I know what he's talking about. I actually see my scene. My crime scene is in the back, right? You know how they set it up. And he starts to tell the story about what happens and who the suspects were and what they were doing. I'm thinking, well, maybe it's not my case. Because the information we gave him was completely different than what I'm hearing. At least in regards to the suspects, the victims, what the suspect said, some identifying characteristics about the suspect. Now, we call them suspects. Some of you, certainly on the East Coast, you guys call them perps, perpetrators. The perp, right, had certain descriptive characteristics. Yes, they were a minority. And instead of the media telling it just how it was, right, just the story, he says in a completely different, and I'm thinking, wait a second, this is my case. I know this. Like the back of my hand, I've been on this case for hours, the last 3 hours. And at that moment in time, as a youngster, I thought, I'm never going to believe the media again. Now, up to that point, I thought they always told the truth. I just thought that was what they were supposed to do. They were a special kind of person that could be, unbiased. And now today, fast forward today, cities of New York, cities of Los Angeles have decided to not give the FBI their crime statistics. Can you imagine for a minute the FBI and, the New York Police Department and Los Angeles Police Department deciding to not give the FBI their violent crime statistics? I think is specifically what it is, violent crime statistics. Because it disproportionately, this is the reason, this is my assumption, because it disproportionately will show that minorities are committing crimes at a greater rate than they are as a population. Just the way it is. I can tell you this. In the mid-90s, that was my job. My job, believe it or not, was to work in a personnel department, personnel division. And one of the sections that I worked in was recruitment. So we had access to various statistics and things that we were trying to recruit and get a diverse group of people. Our recruitment department had male Asians, male black. We had a gay female. We had female white, female black, female Asian. We had everybody from across the board, different ethnicities, Korean and Chinese and Hispanic, different types of places in Mexico and of course, Central America. Wide range of people. The reason that this matters, and this is important, is because we were trying to recruit from the same population. So we had those statistics. And I'll tell you back then, 72% of what was called Part 1 crimes might have been 1994, 1995 statistics, because we're always a little bit behind. 72% of Part 1 crimes, which is rape, robbery, murder, assault with a deadly weapon. I might be missing one. It's been only 30 years. It's been a little bit of time. Rape, robbery, murder, assault with a deadly weapon. The attempts, right? So the attempted and those. The suspects were the same group. Male blacks between, I think it was 15 and 25 or whatever the range bracket was at the time. And yet they represent, so 72% of those Part 1 crimes where there was a suspect seen or arrested, because you didn't always arrest everybody, know everybody, so some of them would certainly be skewed if it was the other way. But 72% were you know, less than 1% of the population, of the black population, but they were committing 72% of the crime. The problem is this, they represented less than 13% of the LA area population. Meaning, if we're worried about this as a representation, don't you want to know what the the symptoms are in order to treat it? Right? Everybody's running around saying that it's got to be racism this and racism that. Maybe it's that, I don't know, maybe there isn't a dad at the home. Maybe you're not giving them a chance in school and you're letting them play sports thinking that that's the answer, that everybody's going to be the next LeBron James or you know, Dak Prescott or something. Maybe you got to think about this for a minute, at the opportunities that you're giving these young men. You see, the problem is not what they're trying to solve. What they're trying to solve is the way you look at the problem and the way the problem looks to you. So the city of Los Angeles, city of New York says no crime statistics. Sorry, FBI, we're not going to give them to you. Because they know the end result. So in their mind, they're going to say, oh, well, listen, it's going to make them look bad. I go, no, crime makes you look bad. You see, George Zimmerman, if the media would have presented it properly, the man supported President Obama. He was an Obama voter, an Obama supporter. He was a Democrat through and through. Why didn't the media portray that? They couldn't, you see? Because in the end, what they would have made is a group of people, well, the activist, the BLM of the world, look like exactly what they are. A bunch of scammers, a bunch of crooks, a bunch of, I don't know, carnival barkers, right? The guys that roll into town, take advantage of a situation, and roll out with a bunch of money. Snake oil salesmen, they would call it. Right, here's this oil is from snakes. Here's what it does. It cures everything. Acne, baldness, you know, impotence. It'll cure everything. It's rattlesnake, but only from a certain kind of rattlesnake on the other side of those ridges. And we have that oil right here for you. You see, that's called snake oil salesman. It's referred to all sorts of scammers, fraud, this group of people who think one size fits all. We're going to pretend that the way you see it is really what it isn't. If you got a question, give me a call. Two more hours with you here after the top of the hour. JoeMessina.com. You can go to JoeMessina.com. Check out our website. Call us at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. 855-732-5563. Okay, listen, as the second hour is coming up, I need you to focus on a couple of things. And if you want to get on the call, you can give us a call. We'll get you on the air. I want you to focus on a couple of things. How do you make a difference? Now, if you have a story of how you made a difference, if you have a story of how you got involved, how you decided to get out of the couch, off the couch, you know, get out of the back bedroom or the basement, your hobbies. Listen, I'm sorry. I wish we'd, for those of you that are retired, I think you're the ones that we need to count on. Listen, you're the generation with wisdom. Wisdom is what's lacking. Everybody's got knowledge. Right, I can grab open my cell phone and say, how do I build a nuclear reactor? Poof, it'll tell me. How do I say this in French? Poof, it'll tell me. But the wisdom, you see, you retirees, you have that. Oh, by the way, you're also the one with time because you're retired. Now, you're going to say you don't have time, but you do. It's called priorities. And if you're retired, I'm going to guess you have money. Not a lot, maybe not, but you have some. You have enough to not have to work for money. You see, you're the greatest nightmare of the liberal left. Did you know that? You retirees are the greatest nightmare. Why? Very simple. Because you're the one that can come into the party, not care what they think, not let them fire you or lose your job, not let them call you a name because you know that's silly and it doesn't matter to you, not let them take away your livelihood because you're already, your home's paid off, you have some money in the bank, income is coming in whether they like it or not. You get to make a difference. And this is the time for you to do that, my retirees. This is the Joe Messina Show. I'm Arif Halaby. Stay with me as we come back after the top of the hour. We have a lot more to listen. When we get back, Hunter Biden, what is the shoe to drop? I have some info you might be finding a bit more interesting when we come back. The Joe Messina Show. I'm Arif Halaby. Stay with me after the break. 855.